You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, as it is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Tuesday, April 9th. It's time for our Valley Talk program, and joining us today from Common Ground is Leah Wingem and Riley Stroot. Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Doing great.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming back on. It's been a while since we've heard from you guys at Common Ground, so let's just remind people, what exactly is Common Ground?
Yeah, so we're an organization that, or not really an organization, but a group that gets together from five different churches here in town that we meet, try to meet once or twice a month, and plan these community-wide events for students and for 7th through 12th grade students. We kind of had this heart quite a few years ago now. Has it been
A little over 3 years.
And so it's been really cool to see what God has done. It's cool to see when we first started getting together how it was on all of our hearts. And just as we started talking about it more, it just became so clear of doing a group like this together. And so, yeah, now we've been going on over 3 years, doing kind of three events a year has been our standard, and also just getting together so that we can meet, talk about how we're doing, pray for each other, and plan some cool events for students like this.
Yeah.
What were some of the challenges at the beginning of starting Common Ground? Or were there any?
I don't know. It really did. I mean, Riley, I really have to give Riley credit because it was kind of his, you know, he was the one that initiated it, right? And, you know, it was a quick response for us churches to say, yes, that sounds like a wonderful thing we want to be a part of. And I just, you know, when you say there's a challenge, I think because it was so Spirit-led and it did just feel like such a natural thing and a way that we wanted to connect as churches and not seem like we were in competition with each other, that we found so much good from the very beginning that came from it. And so I honestly don't know if I can think of a challenge, probably just aligning schedules, you know, to figure out when we can meet, you know, that would work for the majority of us. That would maybe be something. But I feel like our youth also have responded in a positive way and look forward to things that we're doing together, collaborating as churches. And yeah, can you think of anything?
Nothing really came to mind for challenges. Yeah, it's been really smooth. And it's, I think that just shows all the more that, you know, this wasn't really our idea. I think of like at a Bible study that I was a part of last week, we've been diving into John chapters 13 through 17, kind of Jesus's last message to the disciples before he ended up being crucified. And like John 17, he's praying, and I'll just read a couple of verses here. John 17 verses, starting at verse 20, it says, "I'm praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message." So obviously us today. "I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you, and may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. I've given them the glory you gave me so that they may be one as we are one. I am in them and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me." And I think of that and the unity that we have experienced, like, I don't think it was something we've come up with or that we created. It's something that Jesus literally prayed for us for, and in even, I think, greater ways than we've experienced just on the youth level. And so, yeah, I think that's just a testimony to this being the heart of God, that we really haven't run into any roadblocks.
And also just the support from the youth too, to really, you know, grasp onto this idea and to really run with it and enjoy all these events that you guys have been putting on here over the last, you know, 3 years or so.
Yeah. And we try to get them involved, you know, as much as we can, as part, like with each one, we try to have some sort of, you know, worship and music. And so we gather those youth together that have that gift, that they want to be a part of that or share a message or, and definitely we've had just such a positive response. And if the youth weren't showing up for it, I don't know if we'd still be meeting and trying to push this, but they are definitely responding in a positive way.
And, well, the youth, they'll be meeting up for this upcoming event for you guys. So let's hear all about it. What is it?
Yeah. And so, again, this was our very first one that we planned 3 years ago. And so, and it was a hit from the beginning. And it's called, last year we titled it. And because we're like, you know, this is something that will be an annual thing. So it is our third annual Common Ground Spring Thing. And a pretty catchy title that we have for that, that hopefully is memorable. And it's held out at Crookston High School. So we're super grateful for them for welcoming us to the space there. And it's a night of just surrounded around connecting, fellowship, and fun. And so, you know, we have things such as games to get people going and interacting with each other to start. We always try to have some sort of message along the evening that we have. And so usually, you know, one of the leaders from each church gives that message. This year, we're hoping to get some seniors. We have a really stellar group of seniors in our youth groups that we know will be able to share a good message that evening together. So that is our hope for that day, night. Music and worship, we have that as a big part of it as well, and always food and drinks. And so it's next Wednesday, April 17th. Yes, next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, 6:30 to 8:45. All of us will be there. The five churches that are involved with this, as well as all youth in the community, are invited, grade 7 through 12.
So what's going to be taking place, you know, more specifically at the event?
Well, one of the cool parts about this group is that we're able to divvy up the responsibilities. Yes. And so kind of each of us have our own thing that we're covering and kind of leading for the night. And so we'll show up at 6:30. We'll start out in the cafeteria, the commons of the school. Mm-hmm. And we'll meet there. We'll kind of do a little welcome and give away some prizes. And then we'll move into the gym to play some games that Leah is leading.
They're going to be amazing.
And Mike,
Pastor,
right?
Mike, yep.
Yes. And then we will, once we're done with the games, we'll come back into the commons where we'll do, I believe, a couple more prizes. And then worship, we'll do this message time that we're going to have, like Leah said, student-led with that, which is going to be really cool. And then finish off with a little bit more worship and then some snacks.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love snacks?
Yeah, so it sounds like a really fun night ahead. Who can participate in this?
You know, we invite, you know, I can share the different churches that are part of Common Ground at this time. We have Harvest, and we have Trinity, First Presbyterian, Our Saviors, and St. Paul's. However, this is not limited to these five churches, and not only these events, but also just Common Ground. If you're listening out there and part of another church in our area, not just Crookston but surrounding area, we invite you to come and be a part of these, planning these, you know, these activities and events, and just come to connect with us as youth leaders. Again, it's just been such a positive thing. So we are open to more churches being a part of this. And so whether you want to be a part of the planning, but also your youth are invited to come and be a part of these events. And so, yeah, we tell kids to invite their friends. You know, the more the merrier. And so, in grade 7 through 12, but not just Crookston kids, surrounding area and all churches. Or if you're not a part of a church, we want you there too.
How important is it to have kids from, you know, not just Crookston, but from the surrounding areas too, to gather for something that, you know, that's all, they all have a similar belief and you know, it's all very familiar to them.
Yeah, I think it's a super cool opportunity because all of our churches, our youth ministries have students from Fisher, from Climax, from Red Lake Falls, from the areas surrounding. And so it's cool to bring them in, but then also just to recognize that just like this isn't about individual churches, this also isn't just about the city of Crookston. This is mm-hmm. about what God is doing in the hearts of students in this area. And so for anybody who wants to be involved, we would love to have you on that night.
And then also, how important is it to have, you know, the students kind of lead a part of this event as well?
Well, I think it, you know, we really want to emphasize their role in this because it is for them. And, you know, we can come in as adults and think that they're going to love this and that and be part of it. I think it's so meaningful to have them be a part of the ideas, them be a part of putting it on, you know, and it's just that example for the younger youth and ways that they can share their gifts and inspire those around them as well and how God's using them. And so, yeah, it's been a really special part to include them in whatever way we can.
And is that important to have the younger youth to kind of look up to these older youth students and see what they're doing, and then they can whether maybe either relate to them or maybe aspire to do that, you know, in a couple of years down the road?
For sure. Yeah, I think there's so much value in just seeing and recognizing the value of pursuing a relationship with God even now in high school. It's so easy to kind of push that off and say, like, yeah, I'll get to that eventually and do what I want to do now. But, like, there's so much value in, searching after Jesus now and following him now. And for the younger students to see that even in older high school students and to see the value and see the purpose and the fulfillment that knowing their purpose and knowing where their fulfillment lies and knowing where life to the fullest is found, there's so much power in that.
Yeah, because, you know, they're hearing it, you know, from, you know, pastors and other adults too, but then to hear it from somebody who is a lot closer to you in age and who has maybe the similar interests or hobbies, or you might, you know, be in the same activity together, and then you hear it from them, that can carry quite a lot of weight.
For sure.
Right, exactly.
For sure.
And then also another important aspect to this event is going to be donations too.
Yeah. No, and with each of our events, we try to, you know, do something where the youth are able to give back to their community in some way. And so we've usually asked for some sort of donations that they can bring. And this year we decided that, you know, Care and Share, we've been hearing a lot about the Care and Share food shelf and how the need for food is going up and the amount of food they have is going down. And so we thought, what can we do to help out that situation in our community right here? So I did call them last week and they, you know, because it's, you can say just give anything, but, you know, we know that their shelves, there's different things that they are in more need of. And so the two specific things they're looking for are canned soup and boxed cereal. And so we are asking for those two specific things. If people can go out, either check your own cupboards and bring them. You know, there's no cost to this event, obviously, but we would love to fill as many boxes as we can with things to bring over to the New Hope food shelf at the Care and Share. So canned soup and boxed cereal are two needs that they would love as much as they can.
And again, this is another way to kind of influence the youth to keep, you know, doing these positive activities as well.
Right. Yeah,
for sure.
Right.
For sure.
So a lot of positivity is going to be taking place on the 17th. That's what I'm feeling here. So
that's what we're praying for.
Let's go over it again. The spring thing, we have a couple minutes left here on our Valley Talk program. We're here with Leah Wingem and Riley Stroop from Common Ground talking about the third annual Spring Thing event.
Yes. And so just to tap into the key details, it is next Wednesday, April 17th at Kirkston High School. And again, so grateful that they are willing because, you know, when I would say we've usually had somewhere between 50 to 75 youth that come to this event, and, you know, we can handle even more than that at that space. And so to be able to use the commons there as well as the gymnasium for everything we have going on, we're grateful to them. And so it starts at 6:30 to 8:45, and in that evening, there will be time of games and movement in the gym, as well as worship and music, and a great message from fellow youth, as well as snacks and food, and we cannot forget the prizes that are distributed throughout the night. So should be a fun event for all involved.
And just to echo again what Leah said earlier, there's five churches that are listed on the flyer here. It is by no means limited to those five churches. We would love any students who feel welcome or any other youth ministries in the area that want to join in. Mm-hmm. We would love that because this isn't about these five churches. This is about the capital C church in Crookston and in the surrounding areas. And so just to encourage, we would love more churches involved, and also to let this be an encouragement for non-youth ministries, other ministries that are going on in the area. Like, this is specifically what Jesus prayed for, is a level of unity that Jesus experienced with God the Father. And, like, we're seeing pictures of that, but I don't think we've tasted the fullness of what that can look like. And so just an encouragement to look for ways to unify as the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. We are not only just coexisting, we're in need of each other, and we're in need of what God is doing in other churches around the city and around this area. And so I encourage you, just look for opportunities to unite with fellow believers, because we are one body lifting up one voice to the one King. And it's a tremendous opportunity. And we've seen so much blessing in just these 3 years that we've been able to combine as this group. And so I just encourage that for others as well.
Yeah, very well said. And so I think we should end on that really nice note there from you, Riley. Thank you for that. And Leah and Riley, both of you, thank you very much for coming on to Valley Talk. And again, the third annual spring thing, April 17th at the Crookston High School, 6:30 to 8:45, 7th through 12th graders. Did we miss anything?
Yeah, don't forget your cereal and soup.
Yep.
Yes. And also just no permission slips required for this event.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
All right. And now it's time to hear from the Minnesota News Network.